Last Sunday, we shared just a real, I thought, short message. And so this Sunday, we got to be in Tupelo at 5 o'clock and be a blessing to another local church. But this morning, I have a word from the Lord to for his people at this hour.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to listen. I want you to yield, participate, do whatever the Spirit of God tells you to do. But I want you to listen closely to what is going to be, what will be said, and what the Spirit of God wants to do in our midst. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And this morning, lately, we've been talking about praise and worship. The women conference was about worship, true worship. Amen. Awesome. It was awesome. It was awesome. And we that are God's people, children, we have been created for peace, for joy. We ought and we should be some of the most happy and joyful people on this earth. We should be worry-free, carefree, bondage-free, and poverty-free. We shouldn't be worried about anything. We shouldn't have any anxiety about nothing. Amen. And yesterday morning, we read the scripture in prayer. Paul said in Timothy, 2 Timothy it was, he said in the last days, what? Perilous time would come. He said that, didn't he? But you know the perilous time didn't change God. I'm going to say that again. You know, he said they will come, but they didn't change God. So why should it change you or me? You're the reason people change because they don't know who they are or what they got or how to put to action what you have available to you to work for you. So this morning, for a little while, amen, we're going to talk about this particular subject I gave you last Sunday. Don't try to fight your battles with the wrong weapon. Don't try to fight your battles with the wrong weapons. First of all, you ought to know the fight that you should be in, because we do have to fight. Amen. But we ought to be in the right fight. You know, and me and my wife and I, if we're having a difference and we kind of, just use for example, we're having a difference and we disagreeing on something, look like we're about to fight, and you sitting there looking, and you come try to get up in it. You just done messed up because that's the wrong fight. That's the wrong fight to try to get in. Amen. And we are to fight, but we need to know the right fight. Amen. That we should get in. And Timothy tells us what kind of fight we should fight. Hmm? And he said in Timothy, I believe 1 Timothy 6:12. I believe I'm right. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight. You mean that's a good fight? He said, what? Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. But when you fight, get in the wrong fight, you just about guaranteed to lose. Mm-hmm. Amen. But so know your weapons, and know how to use them. I said last Sunday that I was sworn in the United States Army November 2nd, 1967. See, some dates you just don't forget. It was November the 2nd, 1967. I said I'd do. I said I'd do August the 14th. Come on, 1968. You want me to tell you the second, minute, and the hour? Some things you don't forget. Amen. And praise God. When you understand who you are and who you belong to, then you know what you have. Then you know how to use what you got. I'm going to take it just a little further. And once you learn how to use what you got, then you get to the place where you become a professional. Then you're hard to deal with. Hallelujah. And somehow, before, somehow, by the grace of God, I'm going to do it. Before I leave here, and I ain't planning on leaving, I ain't talking about leaving in next week and nothing like that. There's years ahead of us. I want to see this church become a professional church that know how to praise God.
Amen.
Somehow we have some that will praise, some that want to praise, and some that don't pray, and some that don't want to praise.